The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Being at ease with things as they are doesn't necessarily mean that we don't take some action. And one of the things we can explore at the beginning of a period of meditation that can also support us into settling in is allowing the body to relax, allowing the mind to relax. And so let's take a few minutes to just check into the body, seeing if there can be some relaxation of the muscles of the head, the scalp, the brow, the muscles of the face, relaxing the face, relaxing around the eyes and mouth. Relaxing the jaw. The neck. Softening the shoulders. Allowing the arms, the hands to relax. Seeing if there can be a softening of the chest and upper back. Relaxing all the muscles around the rib cage. And sometimes it can help to do this, to relax those muscles. Take a deeper breath right now. Notice how the muscles of the rib cage stretch on the in-breath. And then relax and soften on the out-breath. And try another deeper breath. And noticing how this can support relaxation. And then letting the breathing return to normal. Relaxing the muscles across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips, the pelvis. Relaxing the legs, including the joints. You might be able to soften a little inside the hip socket. Relax the knees, the ankles, and all of those many joints in the feet. And then, too, we can sometimes also soften tension that might be held in the body, inside the body. This can be a little more subtle, but just check in. Just give it an opportunity. Is it possible to relax a little bit inside the throat? Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach can relax. Maybe the intestines can relax. And now just taking in for a moment how you are right now, having consciously relaxed the body. As much as is available right now. And then you might just, sometimes there can be a little bit more relaxation that our mind has access to that we don't have conscious access to. And we might be able to tap into that by asking or requesting. Is there a little more relaxation, or may the body relax? And then not trying to do it, but just seeing, how does the body and mind respond to that request? May the body relax. May the body relax. And allowing through this relaxation of body the possibility of relaxing mental tension, letting go. Often mental tension is expressed through holding on to or thinking about past or future. And seeing if any pull in the direction of past or future might be able to relax. Relaxing the mind. As we relax the body and relax the mind, there can be, and often is, a kind of a natural move to just simply knowing. Relaxing the body and relaxing the mind doesn't mean falling asleep. As we relax the pull towards past or future, there can be just a simple awareness of sound happening right now. And can we be relaxed about sound happening right now? Being aware of sound is being aware of things as they are in the present moment. Can you be aware of the experience of your body right now? You may notice the sensation of pressure against your hips on the chair or cushion or bench. You might notice the uprightness of the body, contact points of feet or hands. You might notice a general sense of body or specific sensations associated with body. And again, you might notice sounds. At the very simplest, our mindfulness practice is simply knowing what's happening while it's happening and cultivating a sense of ease with that. We so often have views, opinions, ideas about things happening, things as they are. And while some of those views may be useful at times, during our sitting practice, it can be helpful to just see if it's possible to let go of views and really just open to what's already here. Our mindfulness practice doesn't have to have any preference for any particular experience. Can we simply be aware and present for this flow of the experience of being alive in this moment? Being alive means sounds happening, body sensations happening, emotions, moods happening. Maybe even thoughts flitting through. Thoughts will, of course, happen. It's when we jump on that thought and follow the train of the thought that we get lost, we get pulled away from the present moment. If this exploration of sitting in the middle of your life and being aware of it feels possible, feels congenial perhaps to you, this is a form of mindfulness meditation. And at times, our mind is kind of pulled or caught by some particular area of experience and kind of gets stuck in a groove or stuck on repeat about something. And it's hard to stay present. And if that happens, it can be really helpful to pick some kind of neutral or simple area of experience to let the attention rest with. This can be the experience of the breath, for example. Breath is always present. It also might be the experience of hearing, if you're not reactive to what's happening in the field of hearing. You could just open to the kind of flow of almost music-like quality to sounds coming and going, or ebbing and flowing. Or maybe a sense of just the body sitting here. Sometimes there's an experience of an almost vibrating field of life that's associated with the body. And sometimes we can tap into that as a place to rest. If you find it helpful to choose something to rest with, that's fine. Whether you're resting with an experience, particular experience of breath or body or sound, or whether you're connected more with the stream of sensations and flow of the experience of changing sounds and sensations and moods. There will be a time when your mind gets caught on some thread, pulled out of the present moment into thought. And this will very naturally happen. You'll get lost, lose touch with the mindful, present awareness. And yet at some point, it will come back and you'll be aware, oh, I was lost. At that point, mindfulness has already returned. What are you aware of in that moment? It's possible when the mind gets caught by some thread of thought, it's possible that tension will have crept back into the body and the mind will be a bit contracted. So it can often be helpful to, in that moment of waking up, first acknowledge, oh, back. Mindfulness is back. Check in, how are you? Like we did at the very beginning. How are you in that moment? If it's useful in that moment, exploring perhaps relaxing the body again. If tension has come in, it's fine to relax the body again. As you relax the body and relax the mind, you may naturally just connect with the flow of experience again. Or you might find it helpful to choose, reconnect with the experience of breath, or sound, or body.